Now, first a warning, this next story has some confronting footage in it. Today is December the 1st, and 55 years ago, the people of West Papua thought they were celebrating their independence. Today, they're struggling for survival.
This is shocking, rare footage of the aftermath of a massacre just days before Christmas in 2014. West Papuans say Indonesian security forces opened fire on a peaceful demonstration, killing five people, some of them just school-aged boys.
The Indonesian president did announce an investigation into this abuse. More than a year has passed, no suspects have been arrested, and the results of that criminal investigation have not been made public.
West Papua is roughly 250 k's from Australia. The former Dutch colony had been preparing for independence in 1961, but within months that dream was dead. Indonesia invaded and laid an aggressive territorial claim. In 1969, a sham referendum was held, the so-called Act of Free Choice. Just over 1,000 local men were hand-picked to take part. They say they were forced to vote to join Indonesia, and that since then, they've been subject to slow-motion genocide.
There are numerous accounts of extrajudicial killings, torture, arbitrary arrests and detention. There isn't independent international organisations or foreign journalists allowed to enter West Papua.
It's worse than I thought it was. To me, it was like stepping back 20 years when I first went to East Timor. I've come away with a feeling of sadness and anger that people so close to Australia in this day and age can still be treated as they are.
And there's a reason you've probably never heard about West Papua. Australia signed the Lombok Treaty in 2006, essentially agreeing to stay out of Indonesia's territorial disputes in the region.
Many West Papuans believe they're suffering a genocide under Indonesian rule. It should be beholden on the UN and other signatories to investigate these claims.
For half a century, the West Papuans have had their land, language, culture and lives stripped from them. In 1971, Indigenous West Papuans made up 96% of the population. Today, it's less than half that. Amnesty International claims at least 100,000 people have been killed. West Papuans suggest that figure is closer to 500,000.
Another thing that was said that made my spine tingle, they want our land, they do not want our people. Those people are being erased from their land.
But there are people refusing to lie down. And on this, what they claim to be their rightful Independence Day, West Papuan artists and activists have released a new anthem to illustrate their struggle. One people, one soul, one destiny.